Now then, this weekend, there's going to be a lot of cycling going on around the roads in Donegal, that is for sure, because it is the sixth edition of the Donegal Atlantic Way Ultra Race. And it's happening on Friday, well, this Friday into Saturday. And as you may gather, the stage that I'm actually in it this year, and one of those taking part. But at the front, or in the more serious end of the competition, there's serious competitors. And I'm going to chat now about some of them with the two organisers, Sean McFadden and Eugene McGettigan. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, John.
Good afternoon, John.
How are you getting on?
We're getting on the best.
We're just commenting there. You're looking very lean, very fit.
Yeah. I tell you, it's an abundance of cycling. That's just what it is, because when you're facing into 555, you have to put up a few kilometers.
Every pound lost is a gain on them mountains and them mountain roads.
Well, I hope it works to be that way. Yeah, I probably have lost a wee bit along the way.
You look like you've lost weight, don't you? You look very lean about the chin there.
Aye,
you always say when you see somebody smiling, you can see the wee dimple here that you've lost weight.
Yeah, I suppose so. Anyhow, how's things going with you two? Because it all comes to a head. It's almost like a big concert. It all comes down to to that ramp on Friday morning. And this is the sixth edition of it now. So, you know, it's sort of tried and tested. But nonetheless, it all comes down to one point. So how's the organising going behind the scenes?
Listen, as you said, it's the sixth time. And you know, we have it planned out for years. But, you know, with COVID, John, it's been like, really testing with Cycling Ireland and Sport Ireland and, you know, all the regulations and more paperwork and everything else. But last year was a really testing time for us because we were really backed into a corner and we had to push it out to August. But this year we've kept our date, and, you know, so we're lucky that way. We've kept our date and we're good to go. And people put it in their plan at the start of the year. And, you know, we've had so many messages, would it be on or would it be off? But we always try to wait to the last roll of the dice before we cancel something, you know, because people have to have a goal and, you know, they want to challenge themselves. And there wasn't a lot of racing on this year, so, you know, they could still train away indoors and they could do a bit of training outdoors, you know. So we rid the storm and we've got away with it again, thank God, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose, Eugene, you were relieved because, you know, it's on this year. And it was on last year. I know it deferred slightly, but you did make it last year. And it's rare that there's two big sporting events that have been on both years.
Yeah, well, we're lucky with the nature of the event in that we can, we're sending off small groups at a time. The nature of the event being a sort of a time trial. So there's a gap between every small team going out there.
Yeah.
So we can stay within the rules that way. And we're lucky with the setup of the event that we can run it, where other events were, they would be looking to maybe, you know, have a group of 100 or 200 people setting off at the one time. They just can't do it, you know.
Absolutely. And there's just, you know, one, even if it's teams, no matter how big the team is, 2, 4, 6, whatever, just one cyclist on the road at all times.
Yeah, done in a relay format. So you can change over as many times as you want. You can do short stints or long stints. It just depends on your own strategy and what the cyclists feel they want to try out. But we found that four-person teams set the best time with a sort of quicker turnover, so sort of 20, 25 minutes on, and then they change the rider to the next guy or girl, and that has proven to be the fastest way. That's our experience.
Okay, because I was going to ask you about that, how the various teams develop different strategies and what you've found, what's your experience over the years. So it's four-person teams and changing fairly regularly.
Yeah, that we found that to be the fastest now, but different teams. It depends what you're doing it for. If you're doing it for a time or you're doing it just for a goal to complete it, like, you know.
Yeah.
Either way, it's a hell of a challenge, you know.
Yeah.
Be prepared. But, some teams have gone out and did, you know, one big stint. So a four-person team even last year, I think it was Adam Spear, and a couple of guys, they went out there and they just did one stint each. So it was like 140 kilometres each they did as hard as they could. So it's a different strategy. But it worked for them because of their, you know, whatever was going on in their life, whatever. They didn't have time to be out sort of for the 20 hours or whatever it was going to take. So they just did one long stint each, let the other rider take over, and that was their strategy. But if you're going for a time, then the quicker turnovers were proven to be the fastest.
Right. But the boys were training for a kind of different thing, John. They were training for, say, for an Ironman later in the year. So they thought that they'd do the 120K stint or 100K stint. It was like equivalent to a 70.3 Ironman. So that was their strategy. You know, they weren't looking on fast times. They were looking on maybe a bigger picture down the line. But as Eugene said, the fastest way is like 30-minute stints and keeping that high intensity and the speed up and then changing, you know. So that's the way a lot of people do it, you know.
Staying with the serious competitors, this year, who would the favourites be?
Well, this year the field has kind of opened up a bit because, you know, Ronan's not there and Roy Devlin's not there, Mark McGinley's not there because the racing calendar is opened up to them boys, you know. So we've pulled in the likes of Roger Brown that won in 2017's back. Conor Gallagher is a young boy from Castlebar that has really was on the Irish circuit as a youth rider, and he would have done the Errigal International Youth Tour. Comes from very good stock. Believe it or not, he's first cousin of the Jenningses in Horton Heights. So, okay. You know, his youngest sister, Maeve Geller, has jumped onto the scene as she can make the Olympics in cycling, she can make the Olympics in running, and she can make the Olympics in triathlon. So he's coming from really, really good stock. And then, like, you know, we have the likes of Andrew Robinson. His father has done it for a few years. Another young, very good time trialist in the solo category. But, you know, in the wings, we always look at our local riders that has trained hard. And, like, we've got Colm Richardson. Colm has finished third a couple of years ago on it, you know.
So just over the road here, yeah.
Just over the road. He's very competitive and he's put on a big stint and he's tough, you know. So he's there as well. Like, how many do we have? We have 28 solos. So, you know, it could go anyway. Like, we've seen previous years. 2 years ago, Roy Devlin was 22 minutes up in the lead in the solo category, and I passed him just before he hit Knock Gala, and he was absolutely flying off the pedals. And then we got a phone call like 10 minutes later that Roy was on the way home. His stomach went, he started to vomit, he started to have diarrhea, everything went wrong. So anything can go wrong in 555 kilometers.
Well, when you're pushing yourself to the limit and it's over that sort of a distance, things like diet and taking in water and salt is all important. And if you get it wrong, it can be the difference in finish it and
be
not.
The difference for sure, you know.
Yeah, you need normal food.
You need normal food, yeah. You know, like Eugene will talk about the solo women there. Like, there's a really, this year it's very competitive in the solo women. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've got Vanessa Furston coming, and she's an Iron Woman, and she's a good competitor, a very, very fit girl. So she's coming for the first time to try an endurance cycle, you know, so she's going to watch.
Right.
And we've got
Lorraine,
yeah, and Roisin McDade is
there. Roisin McDade, four women.
Roisin McDade, who's the fourth one? Gillian Carthy, yeah, Jill Carthy as well, so she's another tough competitor. Triathlete background as well, so there's going to be a good battle there for the solo women category, and it's good to have them back because we had no women in the race last year at all. So to see mixed teams and solo women here this year is brilliant.
It's amazing to see the women back, like, you know, mean, because we've hadn't got women for a few years, you know, so it's good to see them back, you know. And also this year, John, we've added a new category, unsupported category. So we have three men. We had four. One has dropped out. So they're going unsupported for 555 kilometres.
And that's it. There's no car following you up. There's nobody carrying the sandwiches for you or anything. It's just you and whatever you can take, and off you go.
Off you go with their phone. They've got chargers for their lights. They've got everything with them. They're doing one bag drop into Fanahy. We're giving them a bad drop, and we're giving them somewhere to have a small bite deep there and everything else, and then they're on their own after that. So from there, they're going to have to get it right, because, you know, when you have Glengarry, Carrick, Kilcar, there's going to be nowhere open in the middle of the night, and if a battery goes dead or they run out of fuel or water, who knows where they're going to get it from, you know. So that's very exciting. We go back and then to the mountain bike category. So we put a mountain bike category in this year as well, thinking we wouldn't get anybody, and we got two teams. So everybody's got a battle. Everybody's got somebody to compete against, and it's really good, you know, that way.
Yeah.
Well, so it's exciting, you know. We're like, last year we had only 48 competitors. This year we've got 76 competitors. So we're back up to where we were. Like, we were over the 80s and over the 90s in the good days. So we're gradually getting back up again, you know.
Brilliant, brilliant. And as you say, you know, everybody's got a battle in whatever category and whatever sort of a battle it is. Could be a battle to finish it, could be a battle to beat the previous time, could be, you know, a battle to maybe win your category.
Of course.
Everybody's got a battle.
You know, we're like, if you looked at the GCN thing last year, Mike Burke was there. And it was very funny because Mike Burke said, I'm one of 100 that's got one of these medals. And that was a big thing, you know what I mean? He was proud of that medal. Like, he has done it for 4 years in a row.
Took him four attempts
to finish it. Yeah. And he got that medal, and that was his challenge to finish it, you know? So, right. And that's what it's about. Like, and then, you know, back to you and back to all the charities that the 555 has raised money for. That's what it's about. There is a competitive side of it, but on the other side of it, it's about teams of people that work together, train together, and want to have a bit of fun that's not into competitive cycling, you know? Yeah. And this is why we've kept the 555 as the 555. We've had more people asking, can we move it up to the 500 category? And then that qualifies you for Race Across America and all that kind of stuff. But we want to keep it that it's doable for the likes of yourself, Mike Burke, Bridget Friel, the woman that did it a couple of years ago. We want to keep it doable for people that want to go out and challenge themselves, not to be on the competitive side. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, well, yeah. I hope it is doable, because it's.
It is.
I have no idea. But anyway, I'll find out soon enough. The distance that's involved, it presents a challenge as well from an organisational point of view, in that, you know, the distances are so big and everything is strung out, but you get through every year.
Aye, for sure. Like, the distance, well, in terms of endurance cycling, 555 is not big. You know, if you talk to real endurance cyclists, like the unsupported guys that are coming, they had to apply to us with a track record that they have done unsupported. So in terms of distance, 555 is short. But Donegal is different, as we know. The hills and the roads and the conditions and stuff, that's a tough part in Donegal. It does wear you down. So that's where the real challenge lies, you know. So it's about taking manageable bites and taking it,
breaking it down
off your town by town and bit by bit. And, you know, you might go through a bad spell and just know that you'll get through it. So that takes a cool head, takes a good crew. So you want to give a shout out to, I don't know who's crewing for you, John, but you know, they are vital. Like, you know, they're the ones that keep you going if you're going through a low spot or a bad spot.
Yeah.
You know, they've got to make that call for you, because, you know, once you go over 12 hours, you know, your body will start to go through different, you'll be in a different zone altogether. You know, you're not thinking the way you'd normally think. And it's about getting, maybe stopping and getting a bit of nutrition into you. You know, keeping an eye on your fluid intake and stuff like that there. Yeah. So there's a time will come where they have to do the thinking for you, you know.
Stop right there now. You're giving me the heebie-jeebies. Anyhow, it all starts on Friday morning. And first off, the ramp is opposite the Mount Errigal. At what time?
They're off the ramp at 10 to 6. So 5:50.
5:50, right. First man away.
And I'm off, I think it's about 20 past 6, so delighted to get the early start. And the weather is actually in our favour on Friday.
It's not bad, you know, if it stays like that, it's okay. It's given like 40% chance of a bit of rain, but I think if the temperature stays up above 15 or 16 degrees, it's fine. A couple of years ago, there was a bit of rain and it dropped below like 12, 10 degrees, and people got really cold. So if hopefully that doesn't happen, you know, a wee bit of rain's all right if the temperature stays up, you know. So
and finally, important just to stress that Friday and Saturday, that there will be cyclists on the road, and all those cyclists have a support vehicle, and just to let drivers know in advance, and it's just to allow them a wee bit of time. It might take a minute or two extra to get around them and so on, but they'll be, for the most part, they'll all be under pressure.
Well,
so,
you know, hopefully, like, they're going to be well spread out, and we've always emphasize that, you know, if you're behind a rider and there's a queue of cars behind you, pull in, let them pass, you know, obey by the rules of the road and carry on from there, you know. But what about yourself, John? Your charity is going well?
The fundraising is going brilliant. Raising money for the Down Syndrome Association, and there's a GoFundMe page if anybody wants to donate, and it's going great. It's over 2,000 on there.
Nice.
Because it's all a bonus, and they do brilliant work for families that have someone with Down syndrome. So, delighted with the way that's going.
I know we were talking to you during the week, then myself and Eugene, we've sent out a message to all the competitors that the day of sign-on in LK Bikes, the car check, we're hoping to have a bucket collection there for the charity as well. So we'll get a few pound in there. We've told them the price that we want to, that they can donate or more if they want to. So hopefully we can, because every year we try to help out some charity. Years it was for different charities. So hopefully this year we can help your charity out and to a close member of staff of yourself, I think it is.
Yeah, well, much appreciated. And that'll be great because it's sort of been ticking along there, you know, and we've been putting up on Facebook as well with the link to GoFundMe. So to have that collection out at scrutiny will be...
That will definitely going to do that. Is it okay, John, if we just mention a couple of our main sponsors? Because
absolutely.
This would not happen without a doubt, you know. Eugene's going
to
mean...
We'll just give a shout out to Kelly's Toyota. They're on board again, giving us a couple of cars for us. And the Mount Airgo Hotel, you know, the work that they do for us and the facilities we have there, second to none. And again, it's very important to the event. LK Bikes, there again with stuff in the goodie bag, so you can look forward to that. So
Car check
as well.
Okay.
Head Rush at the Mountain Top there, sponsors on us for us. Sean Doherty Fruit and Veg, Connecticut, and then Primal Tracking is on board again for keeping an eye on you on the road. So don't forget to tell everybody that they can dock watch, they can follow you.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Your progress, John. So,
and we must put that link up on the Highland page as well, because there's no escaping that. You can watch the wee dots moving around over the full course.
Yeah. And there's one more there we didn't write it down there, but I'm just after thinking about it. It's Northwest Chip Timon. Brendan McDade there's given us a lend of the start clock this year. So
okay.
It's kind of more professional. People can see it in your countdown. Like, so it's like, it's cool, you know. So thanks to Harry McDade there for the clock, you know. So
right. That's
about it, you know. So
well, it's great, lads. And it's one of the, given the year that's in it, no more than last year, it's likely to be one of the biggest sporting events in the county. And it's brilliant. Especially for those that are into cycling and those that obviously train for it. Now to be able to look forward to it actually taking place again is fantastic. So well done, and here's to Friday and beyond, and thanks a million for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
See you on the road, buddy.
See you out there. Yeah.